So we'll pick up the recording from here. Doubt, again, the wavering between the two. Faith is the concept that something will be, something will come to pass. Hebrews 11:1. It says that faith is the confidence of things hoped for, the assurance about what we do not see. Ultimately, biblical faith is in a person, in Yahweh. Yahweh, the God of the universe, creator of everything that exists. Faith becomes trust when we're resting on and depending on the person of Jesus Christ in God the Father. The idea of resting upon something, that's putting all of our weight onto that thing. I don't know if many of you might have been here for the message where I hopped on the chair and all of my weight was placed upon that chair. I wasn't leaning any weight on anything else. Now, faith can look at or look to a person's attributes, in this case, Yahweh's attributes, his integrity and his power, and all of the other attributes. Pick one. It looks towards God's ability and not our own inability. For man, it is impossible, but for God, all things are possible. Faith looks at the possibilities and not the problem. There's plenty of problems out there, and God has a provision for each of them. And we need to operate in faith and look for those possibilities that he has. Faith looks at God's ability and not our inability, and it needs to be persuaded from time to time. That's what we do here in Bible class, is we are looking for the persuasion from God's word to get us to that point of faith. And that persuasion comes by argument or the display of evidence. I had a verse here that I made a note of that I didn't write down. And it was Jeremiah 29:11. Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Faith is persistent and it perseveres. Faith needs to be reminded of the fact that God is covenanted to us. The covenant goes all the way back to the one he made with Abraham. The old Bible Bible song, Father Abraham had many sons. I am one of them, and so are you. We're covenanted to God, he is covenanted to us, and he won't break his promise. Faith receives encouragement. In faith, we should be encouraging one another. That's found in 1 Thessalonians 5:11 and Hebrews 3:13. The Holy Spirit gives us faith. And the Word develops our faith. And prayer is the vehicle that actually develops our faith. Spiritual activity, the works that proceed out of faith, are the kind of works that we're supposed to be involved in, not the works of the flesh. Faith is a sign of the new nature that was created by God in each of us. Faith involves a concentration on God's Word. And faith is always to have its focus on the Lord, His Word, and blocking out the rest. Faith can grow, it can develop, and faith can even become completed. If our faith's completed in a particular area, we have confidence. Faith cannot be taken away by Satan. We will always be able to believe. Now, that doesn't mean he won't try to keep us from exercising faith. He'll try to whisper ideas into our minds. He'll use other people to try to knock our faith ideas down. But ultimately, it is up to us to choose to believe regardless of any outside sources. And faith looks to God and His essence as the basis for trusting Him. Yahweh is sovereign. He is in total control. Total control of everything in our lives, of everything in the world. Nothing happens outside of His direct or permissive will. Yahweh is righteous. And all of His dealings with me are good. because of his righteousness. Yahweh is justice. He is always fair with me. Yahweh is love. Not that wishy-washy, touchy-feely love, but agape love. And agape love is patient, kind. The rest of the verse escapes me right now, but he is the epitome of love. And his love was exemplified in what Jesus did for us. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And if he gave the very most in his love, his own Son, what more do we need to know about our own lives and the things that we're dealing with? He's going to take care of us in the rest of it as well. Yahweh is eternal. Which means that he always was, he is, and he always will be. All of these characteristics, he always was. All of these characteristics, he is. All of these characteristics, he always will be. That's the eternal nature of God. God is omnipotent. From omni or all potent, powerful, he is all powerful. There is nothing he cannot do. He has the power to handle every situation in my life. He's omnipresent. Meaning that he will always be there with me, wherever I go. We are never alone, no matter how much solitude we feel we're in, he's still there. God is omniscient. He knows all things and has answers for me in everything. Nothing surprises him. Yahweh is immutable. That's just a fancy way of saying he never changes. I can count on him because, again, everything, all of these facets of his character, he was, he is, and will be because of his immutable nature. And Yahweh is veracity, which is a fancy way of saying he's always truthful. I can totally rely upon him because everything he says is true. Everything he says he will do will be done. He's incapable of lying. This is the highest possible level of integrity. Now, faith has activity or action in it. The activity is not to be a substitute for faith, nor is it to be mixed with faith, our own action mixed with some faith. That would change the nature of faith entirely. But the activity needs to proceed out of faith. It's the faith that motivates the believer to actually act. Faith is not our contribution to our salvation. God saved us solely by his grace. Romans 10:17. Says, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of Christ. So faith doesn't come from us, it comes from God's word. He saved us while we were unable to do anything at all. We simply trusted him. Faith appropriated the grace that God had for us. Ephesians 2:8-9. It reads, for it is by grace you have been saved through faith. This is not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not as a result of works, so that no one may boast. There's no room for our work, anything good within us in that passage. It was all of grace by God, even the faith to believe. The perspective of works is man-oriented, while the perspective of grace is God-oriented. And so the perspective of faith is God-oriented. Man usually only exercises faith when he has come to the end of himself, the end of whatever works that he can do, whatever trying that he can do to solve his own problems. And this is faith, when a man no longer wills, tries, or works, but only trusts. Man has a hard time exercising faith because he's so oriented to reliance upon oneself, while faith relies on God. And that's to be the norm for the Christian life. Faith is to be developed in the thought life by refusing to entertain those thoughts of doubt, fear, worry, and so on. And by focusing the mind in on God's promises. We have a mutual mandate from God to encourage one another in our faith. And we can always believe, regardless of the situation. We advance in the Christian life by faith, going from one grace objective to the next. That is our entrance into heaven. Now we have the dynamic of faith in our prayers. And all things, whatsoever you shall ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive. That's Matthew 21:22. This all things whatsoever, that's the Greek words pas and hosas. Pas and hosas. Together, they speak of a quantity of number and refers to the idea of as many as or as many things as you will ask for in prayer. It has the idea of a condition being fulfilled, and the condition being stated, first of all, is asking. We must ask God. And the word for ask is aiteo. Aiteo. And it refers to the request that's being made from an inferior party to a superior party. And this is the dative case of to pray, en te prosuke. We have, it's an instrumental or by means of clause. So by means of prayer. So all things, whatever things you want to pray for, you ask God by means, instrumentally, by means of prayer. While believing, you shall receive. Prayer is the vehicle that carries our requests to God. Now, the conditional idea really comes through. The believer would like to have something in his life, but he's faced with a choice. One of three things. He could sit around and wish in one hand and spit in the other and see which one fills up first. He could go after them in his own strength, in his own works, doing it all by himself, without God's help, thank you very much. Not caring about God's will in the matter, nor knowing if he will actually get what he's wanting. And if he does get it, it was by his own power. Pulled himself up by his own bootstraps. Or the last option, he can ask God for them. So the first condition is that we must ask God. The second is that it's got to be, asking by means of prayer. The second is that the believer, while he's praying, must believe. So while he is asking in prayer, he needs to be believing. The word for believe, it's in the present active participle. That's one of those ing words. And what this shows is that the faith is not only to be an active part of the believer's life, but the prayer life as well. He's to continually be living his life by faith and praying by faith. With the active voice tells us that the believer must make a conscious choice to believe while he is praying. It isn't a matter of feeling what faith might feel like, or to have some emotion, but it's a volitional decision to believe that he is going to get what he has asked for, and that what he decides to do, he believes that he will get it, that it will come true. That goes back to the Hebrews 11:1 passage of faith being the title deed of things hoped for, the guarantee of things not seen. And we'll go ahead and stop here today. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you again for bringing us together around your word. We pray that you would help us to recognize how to implement these things in our own lives and to draw nearer to you day by day. We thank you and we pray these things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.